When the blonde woman came from behind to stand directly in front of him, Booker had no choice but to acknowledge her.
"Hello,"
he said.
"Hello, Mr. McNabb. I am Heidi Vogel, soon to be Heidi Crow. The twins are my niece and nephew, Marcella and Amadeus. May they get out of Ruth's car?"
Ruth looked on with a grin. "Booker, say hello to Heidi. Kids, say hello to Booker. Then we'll be done and Booker can go on haranguing me about my Jeep. He thinks I got ripped off, by the by, although I like it. I expect you're safe, Heidi. He'll consider your car an intriguing anomaly." Booker turned dark eyes to Heidi. The corner of his mouth raised a fraction.
"I do like the looks of your car, Miss Vogel, soon to be Crow. And yes, I do think Ruth's ridiculous Jeep is going to be trouble. The speedometer stopped at 200,000 who knows how many years ago. Ruth should stick to her old trucks."
He looked at the kids.
"Get out, by all means, run around. The horse is friendly, goat's not very."
"Can Garen come too? We'll hold him,"
promised the little girl.
"His back hurts sometimes."
Booker raised his eyebrows at Heidi.
"Garen is our dachshund. He's in my car," she said.
Something tugged at Booker's memory. A small dachshund, a blonde shivering in her underwear. How long ago had that been? He narrowed his eyes at the woman. Yeah, he remembered her. For a couple of months, he'd hoped he'd catch another glimpse of her by the lake, promising himself next time he'd get off his horse and say hello.
"Sure, get the dog out," he said to the little girl before turning his attention to Ruth. "Is this a visit? I was just going to light the forge, but if you want, we could go inside or on the deck, make some coffee or tea."
"Well, that's a warm invitation, Booker. I was hoping Heidi would see how friendly we are around here, and I'd like her to look down on Comfrey from your deck. I'll be showing her the old Taylor's Refresher building on Main Street." After Booker and Ruth came back with the drinks and a bowl of water for the dog, Booker got a box for the kids to stand on and let them look through the scope. He stood next to them with his cup of coffee and listened to the women behind him chattering about someone named Beppy.
"Who's Beppy?" he asked the kids.
"Our uncle," said the boy. "He's going to get married to our other uncle when the world comes to its senses," said the little girl.
Booker gave a burst of laughter, and the little girl scowled at him.
"That's what Aunt Heidi says. She says the world has to come to its senses, and then Carl and Beppy can get married."